Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Malvern, and my focus continues to be to help ethical female entrepreneurs become more visible using organic marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. So in today's episode, we'll be looking at over 37 remote working tools to 10x your productivity. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Are you tearing your hair out trying to find the best remote working tools to get stuff done? Whenever there is a crisis or a sudden need to isolate yourself from others, you may realize you need to change the way you work. In the past, it was easy for you to meet clients or prospects face to face. The thought of not being able to chat with colleagues in the same office can increase your stress levels. It is no secret that we are so accustomed to human interaction that to some extent we take it for granted. Maybe you are an extrovert by nature and the need to self-isolate has taken you by surprise. So what do you do? In this particular episode, you will learn about over 37 tools that will give you the best remote working software and accessories that you need. So why consider remote working tools? Well, earlier this week, I was scanning posts and comments on Facebook when I noticed a single mother of a four-year-old looking for help. She is still doing her same workload as if she were in the office, but she's finding it difficult. You see, this lady has to conduct conference calls, webinars, and prospecting calls while still minding a young child. It got me thinking, if I were in her situation, what will I do? Bearing in mind that I have only 24 hours a day, having to work 8 to 10 hours a day, all while minding a 4-year-old. What I would do if I were in her shoes is to work smarter and use the best tools to aid that process. Of course, I will also find activities for my 4-year-old that will keep them busy during those important business interactions. Working smarter does mean that I will now need to try and accomplish more business tasks in less time, or even the same amount of business tasks in less time. So how to work smarter? At this point, you're probably thinking, how on earth will you reduce your workday or your working day from say 10 hours a day to 6? The secret to this is to first find those tasks that can be completed in less time. Also, if there is anything that can be done in advance, I will get that done while my child is asleep. Finally, if there is anything that can be patched together, then I will get those completed in huge chunks. So here is a few examples of what I mean. Number one, use an app to take notes during a meeting. So manually taking down notes actually slows down the call and that whole process of, you know, that interaction. Reduce meeting times from 60 minutes to 35 minutes wherever possible. Create templates for each type of report or document that you use that is repetitive. Record every call, webinar, or meeting using two different software. So you might be, for example, using a software like Zoom, and you might want to use something else to do the recording in the background just in case something goes wrong. At least you've got a recording, a backup recording somewhere. Avoid unnecessary meetings where possible. So in other words, I know we always say in business, it is a whole lot easier to pick up the phone and have a discussion rather than, you know, calling, rather than sending an email back and forth to clarify a topic. But if it is you're stuck and you really need to get things done without having to do those phone calls, try to avoid a meeting or call or whatever it is as much as possible. And the message that you're sending must be as clear. And if it's the same question you're answering all the time, do about a template that will answer the most frequently asked questions. Prepare a strict agenda and get approval from all parties. So sometimes you come to a meeting and you have a loose idea of what's going to take place in the meeting and people run off in all different directions. However, if you have a very strict agenda about what we're going to cover in this meeting step by step, yes, you can be a little bit flexible, but try not to run off in rabbit holes. Otherwise, the meeting just goes on for much longer than you anticipated. Ensure that everyone is aware that your time is precious, because some people might assume, oh, she has a whole lot of time and I can ramble about my holiday and what I'm doing and what I'm growing in my back garden and how the weather is and all sorts of things. Try and avoid that. Outsource labor-intensive, repetitive tasks if possible. So you might have a repetitive task of after the phone call. Say, for example, you have a recording, an audio recording of a 35-minute meeting. You can either take that, obviously, if you're using a specific app, which I'll mention later, you can have it in written format. And say you need to take that minutes of the meeting and send it out to a client or whatever. You can hire someone who, like for a smaller fee, like $10 an hour or whatever it is, to fill in the blanks on an official meeting minutes document that you can then send on to a client or to a superior or to a colleague. So try and, you know, reduce that, outsource it to someone else. You know, just focus a lot, which is the next one. Delegate other team members to complete non-core items. So you say, for example, your core thing is creating a social media calendar for clients month on month, or captions or something like that. And that's your core thing. That's the thing you do best, and you can't outsource that to someone else. Everything else can be outsourced then. And you can just then focus on the things that is your core revenue generating piece of work. So as you can see, just by making a few small adjustments to the way you approach your day always allows you to free up very precious time. Right, so let's look at those 37 remote work tools that make you look even clever to your superiors and to your clients. So let's spend some time looking at those tools that will help you cut the time that you work normally by, say, 50%. And the categories are as follows: mind mapping, video creation, video editing, keyword research, generating headlines, writing, social listening, image creation, video calls or conferencing, project management, team collaboration, social media marketing, and client contracts. Productivity at work comes in so many different formats that it is difficult to know what you need until you're faced with a problem. So here is that list so that you know, you feel back to it when you're ready to get a tool that will help you save time and money. Okay, mind mapping. So over 10 years ago, I was introduced to the concept of mind mapping. I have to confess that at the time, I was not ready to appreciate the benefits of using it until about 3 to 5 years later. Many believe that you should use two different tools for mind mapping and brainstorming, but it really depends on the way your brain works. The three tools I found useful for mind mapping are these applications here. First up, we've got XMind, by far my all-time favorite because it is so easy to use, and it previously had a sort of a desktop and cloud version that you can sync between each other, but that is no longer available. But if you don't need it to sync, sure, just use a desktop version and you'll be, you know, happy as Larry. So I do have a screenshot in the show notes. You need to head on over to successunscrambled.com, remote working tools. That's remote-working-tools. So in the example, I have a screenshot and I wanted to create a weekly blog printable. So I use a mind map to help me to sort of flesh out what it is I wanted this printable to do for people. What can they do to benefit? What can I create that will, you know, benefit their lives? Like I had a sort of a skeleton in my head what I wanted, but by the time I have finished mind mapping, I can see it clearly to include all the different elements that will actually give value to my prospects. Mind Meester. If you prefer a colorful version with lots of bells and whistles, then you may prefer to use Mind Meester. It's M-E-I-S-T-E-R, and the former one was XMind, and it's just X-M-I-N-D. So if you prefer a colorful version, Mind Meester is the one that you need. I left again a screenshot in the show notes so you can see what it looks like. And then Coggle is another colorful mind map option. It has a more corporate look and feel to it compared to the other two. So there are several options available on the market, but these are the three that I would recommend you to use for now. But obviously, you can still go off and do your own thing. So video creation is up next, and as you probably heard, by the year 2021, it is expected that video marketing will account for over 80% of content marketing activities. Video can be created in several different formats and types. For example, there are vertical and horizontal videos. There are also talking head, animation, screen recording, and many other kinds of videos. So the purposes of this particular episode, I will highlight at least one of software from each of those three different video types. First up, we've got Filmic Pro. Ever since I learned about this particular app a few years ago, I found it superior to the standard video capture app that's on your smartphone. It is available for both iOS and Android, and it gives you a whole lot of professional features that are not even available on a DSLR camera. Yes, you heard that right, on a DSLR camera. I even gifted a copy to my daughter so that she can use for YouTube videos. QuickTime is a great app for capturing recording of your screen or giving you the ability to simply use AirBuds to get started. I am currently using that to record this podcast episode. So, you know, QuickTime is, to me, it's so good. And I know it is only available on a Mac, so if you're on a PC, I'm sorry. But a great alternative for PC is something called Loom, which is a Chrome extension, or you can also use Screen-O-Matic. It's a great option to do screen capture for your computer if you're using PC, or you can use it on Mac as well. And if you are creating high-quality courses, you might want to consider using Camtasia. That is not to say that you can't use the other three to create courses. Some people might want to create a course that's valued at, say, $10,000 a pop. Then they might want to use the best of the best, and that's fine. You can use Camtasia. But for anything else, you can use either Screen-O-Matic, Loom, or QuickTime. So Doodly is a popular solution that is used by amateurs and professionals to create animated videos. Creating an animated video can take a lot of time when compared to creating a talking video, and you have to be very creative because you literally have to come up with the characters where you want them placed and, you know, what you want them to say, etc., etc. Video editing is up next. So after creating those videos, you will be happy to know that there are several applications available to help you with editing. I have to say that the task of video editing is not for the faint-hearted because it can take a lot of time. It can bring a level of frustration that you never knew existed until you have completed your first few projects. Filmora, a great application that is available for both Mac and PC. Although it is not free, it does come with a one-time price tag, which is yay, good news for all the rest of us. I personally use it every single week to edit my podcasts and videos, and it just gets the job done. The version I currently use is called Filmora 9. Adobe Premiere Rush is up next. If you're looking for something a little bit more upmarket, where there isn't a huge learning curve, then you might want to consider Adobe Premiere Rush. One thing it has over Filmora is the ability to easily make animated social posts and to seamlessly resize videos. The audio editing is also a little bit higher compared to Filmora, and the only drawback then is the pricing is monthly. So anyone who is really serious into their content creation will tell you that they use Adobe Premiere Pro. So just to make sure you're not confused, there's Adobe Premiere Rush, but what I'm talking about now is Adobe Premiere Pro, which is a next level up from Filmora and Rush. I did a training on this software recently, and I can tell you that it's top of the class. The cost drawback is that the pricing, again, is monthly. The huge drawback will be the learning curve, because it can be quite steep. It's not as easy as the other two applications, or even as Filmora to start with. Filmora is very easy. Then the complexity increases to Rush, and in Premiere Pro, then it's even harder in terms of learning. All right, so we have keyword research up next. Whenever you decide to create a piece of content, when one of the things that you want to do is to pick winning topics by using keyword research or hashtag research or anything like that. As you probably know, there are tons of different tools available on the market when it comes to keyword research. However, here is a list of Keyo research tools that will help you save a truckload of time and that you probably never heard of yourself. Okay, the first one in the keyword research department is Keywordit, and that's keyword and then D-I-T, all one word. You need to head over to successunscrambled.com/remote-working-tools to find the show notes about what I'm going on here about. So this tool can be labeled as somewhat genius because it not only gives you popular terms used on one of the world's most visited platforms, aka Reddit, it also has a link to context where it is used and how it is used. So in other words, it drops you right in the middle of an ongoing conversation. Seed Keywords is up next, my next obscure keyword research tool, because it really brings you back to the basics. If you ever found yourself using jargon or industry language, but you need to dumb things down a bit, so you wanted to make sure that the layperson out there understood what you mean, then you need to look at Seed Keywords. It is awesome for that. You head on over to the website and it will explain all of that to you, because I don't want to go and spend an entire podcast episode on what Seed Keywords can or cannot do. Exploding Topics is up next. If you ever wanted to get ahead of the curve and find topics that are about to become super popular, then this is a tool that you need. According to their tagline, they help you find rapidly growing topics before they take off. You have the ability to search for topics by time period, like 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, or even 5 years. You can filter your search by category as well. All right, that's enough about keyword research. Let's take a look now at generating headlines. If you have been in business or blogging for some time, you understand the importance of creating headlines or titles that just gets the click. As we are not all born copywriters, it means that we need to use tools available that will help us to get those clicks. So here are my favorite three headline analysis tools. The first one is CoSchedule Headline Analyzer, a tool created by the folks at CoSchedule. This can help you take your headlines to a new level. You simply need to place your original headline in the search bar and keep tweaking it to get a score above 70% or 70. Advanced Marketing Institute has another headline analyzer. Its remote working tool is very similar to CoSchedule, but you often get different results when using the same title for both. So say, for example, my title is whatever it is. I stick it into the CoSchedule analyzer, I get one result. When I stick that same headline into the AMI or Advanced Marketing Institute tool, I get slightly different results, which I think is quite interesting. If you have a marketing mindset, you sort of value the difference there, and it will sort of give you a middle ground where you can come to after tweaking and tweaking a title. One feature I like about this particular headline analyzer from Advanced Marketing Institute is that it tells you the type of audience that is more likely to respond to your title. The next headline generator is Portent, that's P-O-R-T-E-N-T. I will leave you with that as the last of the three. I have to warn you that it is a bit over the top now. It's really OTT, big time. The reason I like it, though, is that it helps you to think outside of the box. So sometimes when you're creating an idea or generating an idea or headline, sometimes you sort of put yourself into a jail and say you can't go outside there. Whereas Portent has the way of just shocking you into thinking, oh, I'd never think about looking at it that way before. So anyway, head on over to the show notes. You will see an example of that. I've left screenshots for all three of them. Up next, we've got writing. So many writers have different habits to help them achieve their goals. What do I mean by this? Well, I've heard many say that they prefer a plain screen without sidebars, as they find those very distracting. Others need to have everything else on their computer switched off. So no tabs, no icons, no menus, nothing. It must be just a blank screen. Whatever your preference, I'm sure that there is a tool for every writing need out there. In the meantime, here are three tools that you may like. The first one is AirStory. In case you've never heard of AirStory, it is a free tool developed by the folks at Copy Hackers. that helps you to achieve your writing goals. The one feature I like about AI Story is the ability to do research online and save it to your chosen project via Chrome extension. Super good for Google Scholar. So if you're using Google Scholar and you're sort of capturing research from there, great tool to use is AI Story. And it will actually save it. You set up all the different projects and you can save it to different projects or topics that you're working on in terms of writing. Evernote, another great tool that helps writers to do their writing from any kind of device. So you can be writing from your mobile or your iPad or your desktop, or should I say your tablet or your desktop. Evernote is that cool tool that segments your writing by projects and you have the ability to see all of your work at a glance. The major drawback is that you have a limited amount of data allowance. And if you're like me and you write a lot, between 2,000 and 10,000 words like I do, then you might find this a little bit restricting, but I've got good news. SimpleNote, which is the next tool, is a great alternative to Evernote. And it's just simply called SimpleNote. The layout of the app is very similar to the layout on Evernote, and it's really easy to use. You will be happy to hear that it's available both on iOS and Android, as well as Mac and PC. And for now, it's 100% free. Social listening is up next. A great way to keep your fingers on the pulse of what is happening on social media is by doing some social listening. If you never heard this term before, it simply means listening to your audience and competitors in social media. This can be accomplished using sort of hashtags, topics, engagement, and keywords. The three tools that I recommend for this, here they are in no particular order. The first one is TweetDeck. If you want to get the lowdown on what's happening in your niche on Twitter specifically, then TweetDeck is one of the remote working tools for you. It not only gives you real-time results on specific accounts, keywords, and hashtags, but you also get to see trending hashtags in real time. And I have a screenshot in the show notes. You need to head on over to successonscrambled.com/remote-working-tools. TweetReach is up next. It is going to sound a little bit confusing initially, but TweetReach, as the name suggests, it measures the reach of a specific hashtag. And reach is, it allows you to see the number of people who saw that hashtag when you published the post on a social platform. Hootsuite is up next, a tool that is very, very similar to TweetDeck. It allows you to do social listening across several platforms, not just Twitter. You can integrate it across Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Pinterest. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. You can have a look at that. So next up, we've got image creation. Although the need to use videos in marketing continues to grow at an alarming rate, it is important not to neglect usefulness of images. You probably heard or saw recommendations from several bloggers and small business owners about which tool is best. But after using several different applications, my top two are the following. Canva comes with both a free and paid version, with many advantages for using the pro or the paid version. Personally, I find that using the free version continues to be an attractive option, as it is so flexible about what you can do with it. Yes, it does come with many free templates as standard, and you can also purchase templates from many places. I'll also leave a link in the show notes as a way you can also get more templates for Pinterest or for Canva, or to use on Canva, both for Pinterest and Twitter and Instagram. I'll leave a link in the show notes for that. You just need to head on over to successonscrambled.com, remote working tools. My preference is to tweak what is already working on Pinterest or other social platforms. PicMonkey is a remote working tool that is great for creating images that have awesome quality. There isn't a free version like Canva, but it does give you a lot of flexibility in terms of what you can accomplish using that tool. So just for the record, I've also used tools that I've also used in the past. Promo Republic, which is good. It's a paid tool, it's not free. I've also used RelateThat, and I have used Design Wizard. I still have accounts for all of those three, but my top two recommendations would have to be Canva and PicMonkey, simply because it's kind of, how to explain it, it's flexible. Like Promo Republic, it's kind of glitchy to use, and so is Design Wizard, and so is really that. It's kind of restricted. I just find them too blocky, whereas these other tools, Canva and PicMonkey, more flexible in terms of what they can give you. But feel free to look at the other three if you're curious to have a look at them. So video calls and webinars is up next. Since it may be difficult for you to meet face-to-face, the next best option is to do a video call. The three things to look out for when choosing the best service for your needs are the following: reliability, integration features, and price. There's nothing worse than having a service that goes down right in the middle of a presentation where the streaming has a huge lag. This is why my preference would be for these services that I'm about to give to you. First up is Zoom. I have used several video conferencing software over the years, including the Cisco WebEx, GoToMeeting, the Google Hangouts, the Skype. There are many others that I haven't even mentioned here, and I've used them. The truth is, they are the only one that did not give me an embarrassing experience is Zoom. This is the reason why I have it at number one. It also allows you to broadcast to Facebook Live, but that option, it can be quite pricey. As far as I remember, I think it's $50 a month or something like that, between $35 and $50 a month just to get live streaming straight to your Facebook Live. BlueJeans is up next. A new kid on the block compared to the other heavy hitters, BlueJeans does offer a very attractive entry price. Unlike Zoom, there is a free level at 40 minutes per meeting, but the entry level price will not break the bank either. The good news is that you have the ability to broadcast to Facebook Live as well. So look at it this way. You say, for example, you use the meeting in the office or travel to the office 5 days a week. The money that you use, the gas that you use to go to the office every week, if you take that and redirect that budget to a video conferencing platform like BlueJeans or wherever, the price, when you compare like for like, it's actually cheaper to have or to invest in a BlueJeans or Zoom or one of them, because when you look at the overall cost of travel and daycare and all of that, it's a whole lot cheaper. All right. So project management is what we have next. One of the requirements when working from home is a need to collaborate on projects. In the last 5 to 7 years, there has been so many applications launched that focuses on project management that I wonder if there isn't too many on the market. Anyway, here are my favorite apps for project management. Trello is the first one. Nearly everywhere you go, everyone is talking about the amazing application called Trello. The free version does offer a lot of features that you can use to run an entire client project. However, the paid version has its advantages with its secret weapon called Butler. And what Butler does is that it automates your workflow. It sort of over time learns what you do in terms of moving projects from one bit to the other, and then it will actually automate that for you over time. Asana. The tool that stands right next to Trello for me, in my opinion, is Asana. The user interface is easy on the eyes when you compare it with Trello, and it's easy to use. You are given two different layouts to run your projects, including the Kanban and standard views. Assigning individual tasks on a project to team members is super simple, and they get notifications when the task is due for completion. Next one we've got is Airtable. So I use Airtable all the time, and it is probably the most powerful tool that I have used in a long time. It covers a wide spectrum of project types, and it even comes with ready-made templates so that you can get started right away. It also has a whole lot of different views. You have the calendar view, the Kanban view. I mean, I think about 4 or 5 different views, which is so impressive. Their spreadsheet features are also pretty impressive as well. Okay, so the next section we've got team collaboration. One of the important aspects of working in an organization is the ability to collaborate within a team environment. So Just in case you're wondering, the difference between a project management tool and team collaboration is one, some of them actually comes with both team collaboration and project management in one. Whereas team collaboration, you can just collaborate without having a project management, especially if you're not in a project management kind of environment. So if you're in sales and you're not working on a similar project together, team collaboration is a much better solution for you compared to a project management tool. Whereas if you're working in software development or marketing, then you probably want to have both team collaboration and project management because, you know, you guys want to talk to each other and you also want to collaborate on pieces of work that you have by project. So one of the important aspects of working in an organization is the ability to collaborate within a team environment. And this environment is difficult to foster when everyone is working from their own homes. If you ever or have ever been exposed to the stages of team building, you know that every team goes through four phases. These phases include the forming, the storming, the norming, and the performing. And if you've never heard about it before, just look it up online because I'm not going to spend a long time going through this podcast and taking it over by talking about the different stages of team collaboration. However, in the meantime, you can head over to the show notes at successonscramble.com/remote-working-tools to find out more. In order to get a world-class, high-performing team, there must be a way for everyone to communicate and collaborate remotely. Here is a list of remote working tools that are ideal to help teams to successfully go through those phases. So, Slack, in the last 5 to 7 years, there's one tool that took the world by storm due to its ability to help a wide range of teams globally. Slack was launched to the market in 2013 and has grown from strength to strength over the years as a disruptor of the status quo of tools. I use it in a number of team environments, loads, and I must say that I was absolutely blown away at its capabilities. I love the shortcuts. Oh my goodness. Anyway, before I go off on a tangent, it integrates with nearly every software that you can think of, including Loom, Zoom, BlueJeans, Asana, Trello, Dropbox, Gmail, Evernote, Google Analytics, and Salesforce, and a whole lot more other tools it sort of integrates with. It's amazing. Next, we've got Flock, another collaboration tool that was launched in 2014 that also caters for many different types of teams. They cater to engineering, sales, marketing, product, HR, and customer support. The look and feel of it is very similar to Slack, and you can see a side comparison. I've left a link in the show notes, or you can head over to the screenshot. I've left a screenshot in the show notes as well. The disadvantage of Flock is that it does not offer a free version of its collaboration platform. Head over to successonscramble.com/remote-working-tools for more information there. Next on the list is social media marketing. So during a crisis, the first budget that gets reduced or cut is the one for the marketing team. It does not make sense to cut your marketing budget completely as a business or blogger because you need more website visitors and leads to keep your business going. So a great way to keep your funnel full is to use social media marketing and the tools that come along with that to keep your head above water. The other extreme to do is what many others are not doing is to ramp up your marketing budgets and activities to keep ahead of the curve. So while everybody, like say 75% of the market, 80% of the market is cutting budgets on marketing, you can actually double up. Because what happens is because a lot of people are not marketing or spending money on ads or whatever, it actually becomes cheaper because you're not competing with them at that level. The competition is much lower and you get to get a much more further stretch on your marketing budget. However, in the meantime, here is a list of awesome social media tools that you can use. Planoly is up at number one. Nearly everyone who is successful at Instagram marketing believes that Planoly is the bee's knees to get the best return on your investment. It allows you to visually plan your feed so that your Instagram profile is aesthetically pleasing to your potential audience. A new addition to their tool is the ability to plan your Pinterest pins as well. This feature is only limited to photos. So I have to say, I cannot see why anyone need a visually, aesthetically pleasing Pinterest feed, because number one, you're not only sharing your own pins, you're sharing other people's pins as well. But do check it out if you think that you need an aesthetically pleasing Pinterest feed. The good news is that it is free for up to 2 social media profiles. Tailwind is up next. A direct rival to Planoly is a popular Tailwind app which also caters to both Pinterest and Instagram. I have a number of years experience using Tailwind, and I can tell you that it is a very good solution for Pinterest pins. So just to give you a little background story. So Planoly, first platform is Instagram. That's their bread and butter platform. But Tailwind, their bread and butter platform is Pinterest. So they're now doing the reverse. Planoly is now venturing away, not away, but it has added Pinterest to its portfolio, and Tailwind has added Instagram to its portfolio. You can take a look at my very detailed review of the Tailwind app. I've left the link in the show notes. Missing Letter is up next, a new addition to my arsenal for social media marketing tools. Ever since I started using it, I have seen a remarkable increase in engagement of my social posts. What I really like about it is that you can schedule posts for an entire year in advance just by repurposing your existing blog posts. If you'd like to get a detailed review of Missing Letter, you can head over to the show notes. I've left a link there. Head on over to successonscramble.com/remote-working-tools for all the show notes and the links that I'm referring to. So next, we've got client contracts. Recently, I needed to print off a document for someone to sign, and I was going crazy because the libraries all closed for the crisis, and I didn't have a printer at home, so I was forced to find a solution online. The person who needed to sign a document did not have a computer at all, so I needed to find a mobile app that allowed for e-signature. I know that sounds weird, but there are people who just don't have computers in this world. Anyway, thankfully, I found one, but it got me thinking, what if most of your customers were in the same scenario? What would you do? In the meantime, while you think about that, here is a list of applications that will allow you to have online client contracts where they can do e-signature. Dubsado, and that's Dubsado. I've heard so much about this software, and although I have not had a chance to evaluate it to full capacity, it looks awesome. It not only gives you the option to manage client contracts, but it comes with features for CRM, scheduling, accounting, and reporting. The fact that you can use it to create workflows is such a huge time saver as well. There is a free or trial version that allows you to put up to 3 clients on there for free, and which is great news for everyone involved. Up next, we've got Andco. That's and.co. That's and.co. Another tool that I have heard about is Andco, which is very simple solution to help you manage client contracts. You have the ability to connect it with your bank accounts and even accept payments via PayPal or Stripe. As far as I'm aware, it does not support tax requirements for European businesses. The other one that is probably not on the list is one called 17 Hats. And you probably, I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but it's very similar to Dubsado and Andco. I couldn't tell you specifically what the difference is among those three when compared to 17 Hats. But I'll try to include some more information in the show notes on 17 Hats. But as far as I know, you can actually buy the modules that you need. So in other words, you don't have to buy the whole full-blown solution if you don't need CRM, if you don't need all of these things. You can buy them by modules. Okay, so what are the other software that I haven't mentioned? So here's a list of other software that may not necessarily fall into any of those categories, and they still save you time and money in the long run. Otter.ai, an awesome tool to take meeting notes automatically, and it helps with transcribing audio files. You get 600 transcription minutes free every month with the free version. Quick.io, I should probably spell otter.ai for you. It's otter.ai. And then quick.io is quicc.io. If you're looking for a way to quickly add captions to your videos at a low price, then you need to check out quick.io. you can easily improve the engagement on your video tenfold by just by adding captions. This is very useful for videos on social media platforms. So for example, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but it is known that 80% of videos on social platforms are consumed in silent mode. That means people don't turn on the volume because maybe they're on the train, maybe they're on the bus, maybe they're at work and they just want to view the video without, and they don't have their headphones or their earplugs and without putting on the volume. So because of that, it would be a good idea for you to put captions on your videos on social media platforms. Okay, so sketch. If you need to have a quick way to add annotations to images or even shoot quick annotation videos on the go, then Sketch is a tool that you need to use. It's available on mobile, desktop, with the desktop version having an image blur features as well. And that's S-K-I-T-C-H. And it's really good. So if you take a picture of yourself or someone, or maybe good for example, you want to post something to your social profiles as well, and you want to do something really quickly, Sketch allows you to do that. Check out the tool. I mean, it's really handy in terms of what it allows you to do. Write on images without having to go into Instagram or Facebook or any of those and do it from their specific apps. Subtitle is up next, depending on the complexity of your requirements when it comes to making captions. You may want to look at subtitle, and that's Z-U-B-T-I-T-L-E. It is similar to Quick, but has more advanced features like giving you the ability to add top titles to your video and video resizing options. All right, Orphonic is in at number 40. If after recording a video or podcast, you realize that you need to improve the sound or make it more level. So say for example, you are doing a podcast recording and there are three different speakers and the volumes are different because obviously people speak differently and they're not close enough to the mic or whatever the reason that, you know, there's different levels. You can use a tool like Orphonic and it will actually then level everybody's voice and, you know, make decibels at the same even point. It comes with 2 hours of processed audio free every month, so you can easily tidy up 30 minutes of audio every single week. Google Docs is in at number 41. Paying for Microsoft Office software may not be an option for you if you are on a really tight budget. The good news is that Google Docs is still free and allows you to collaborate with others on your team. I personally use the Sheets, Slides, Docs, Forms, Presentations, and even the Drive, and they offer great value for money when you need to work smarter and still get a really good quality of work completed. Right, so just because the way you work or the way even we work and communicate is no longer the same doesn't mean that we should suddenly throw in the towel. As humans, we are resourceful. You and I are lucky to be living at a time when working online is not as alien as it was many years ago. The key to becoming successful during a recession or global crisis is to embrace change and find a way to work smarter, not harder. There are so many companies offering solutions that it can be used to accomplish daily tasks in less time. It means less time at the computer and more time spent with your family and those you love so dearly. So, what has been your experience finding remote working tools, and which one of those tools is number one for you on your list? Do share your thoughts and comments. In the show notes, you need to head over to successunscrambled.com/remote working tools to add your comments in the show notes. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. Do you need to find a work from home job as a beginner? If so, then grab this great resource of over 47 options. I've left a link in the show notes. If you ever wanted to start a business from home at low investment, check out these options. I've left a link in the show notes that lets you start a business in a weekend. Are you looking for ways to save money so that you can generate a budget for a long-term dream? Then grab this resource that shows you a list of things that you can stop buying to save money. At Success Unscrambled, my focus continues to be helping ethical female entrepreneurs to become more visible online. And they can accomplish this using clever marketing hacks and loopholes that others have not yet found. Until next time, that's it for today. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.